If you missed the show, check out the podcast.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes, Google Play, or online at thebeat925.ca.
So Sam's kind of freaking out over a decision his girlfriend made that he has no control over, and he needs your help. We want to get your opinion on our text on at 9925. It's Vinny. Claudia is in for Nikki and Stuntman Sam. So what's going on with your girlfriend?
So she's planning a vacation, a girl's trip, which I'm okay with. She's done this in the past, but every time she's done it in the past, it's been with friends that were in relationships or married or tied up. This vacation, however, that she's planning is with two very single and ready to mingle friends.
Where is she going?
That are attractive. That doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Down south, I think.
Okay, like a resort.
Yeah, somewhere in the islands, like an all-inclusive. And I know these friends, very good people, trust them, love them all. However, when you are the third wheel and the other two are single and, you know, and out there and will be garnering a lot of attention, I'm not saying I'm jealous or I'm worried or I have trust issues.
Sure you are.
But it's a little bit different because they will be getting a lot of attention. I know it. I already see it. Every night's going to be the same story. So I don't know how to conduct myself in terms of, like, when is too much to check up? Like, how do I give her space without, you know, totally, you know, losing faith? And so I'm just curious to know, like, if I have a right to be worried.
I think it's normal how you feel.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think as a guy in your situation, I would feel the exact same way. But you just have to trust her. And I know you trust her, just you don't trust guys, right?
Right, exactly.
That's the issue,
thank you.
Right?
That's exactly
because you're a guy.
No, but it's true.
I'd be all over that too. What do I, you know, who am I to say?
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, guys are going to come on to her, but she is the one with the final say. And so you have to trust that, you know, when push comes to shove, she's going to say no and not jump the fence. Like,
no, but the lines are blurred after your third and fourth tequila shot, you know?
Yeah, alcohol. Claudia, I'm curious, though. Do you stretch the truth a little bit? Let's say you go out with your girls or you go on a girl's trip, and then your husband says, so, you know, in a joking way, did guys try to hit on you? Did they try to come on to you? Do you know?
I don't exaggerate the truth. I will say the truth. It's always nice to be able to tell your husband that, you know, you were hit on because it makes you feel good as a person, you know, when somebody looks at you with those, you know, eyes. It's always a nice feeling. And it's nice to know that your husband sort of, you know, not as jealous. I wouldn't use the word jealous. I don't like that word. But maybe just as has a little pinch in his heart and says, oh, somebody, you know, flirted with my woman.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It feels nice. It feels nice. But I wouldn't go, I wouldn't lie.
Okay,
I wouldn't
you'd be
make
honest.
Up stuff. No,
okay.
For sure not.
I guess it's just like I'm just seeing it play out every single night, you know, where everyone's together and it's just the same old story. There's going to be a lot of guys around and they're going to be trying and she's going to say no, no, no. And it's just, you know, that whole song and dance. It doesn't sit well with me. I know she's going to have a great time and I trust her and all that, but it's just, I just know what she's in for and I'm not looking forward to it.
So you want to know kind of how to handle it and how often you should check up?
Like, should I be that guy that's like texting her at nighttime, hey, just making sure you're safe and sound type of thing, or do I let her have her space and just kind of let her?
Why don't you just tell her how you feel? I don't
she knows
see
how
what the
I feel.
So ask her, like, how should I deal with this with you?
Sam, someone brought up a good point in our text line. If it was the other way around, if you were going to a resort with two really, ready to be single and mingle, guy friends of yours, would it bother her?
Rightfully so. Yeah. I would not trust myself in that situation.
But at least
are you serious?
You're kidding.
Okay, well, that's why you have insecurities, because you don't trust yourself and you're projecting on her, and that's not fair.
Different for guys and girls, I suppose.
Let's get some text on this 9925. Does Sam have any reason to worry here? How should he cope? You can text us this morning, 9925. Somebody says, what happens down south stays down south.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
Poor Sam.
That's what one texter said. Don't worry.
Somebody said, you either trust her or you don't. Cheating can happen anywhere, regardless of geography. Let it go, stop thinking about it, and wish her a safe trip. Foundation of any relationship is trust and communication.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, my advice, worry, Sam. There are people who have been burnt. Someone else said, put a ring on it and she won't even leave. Well, just because she has a ring, she can still go on vacation.
Talk about insecure,
right?
Like, you know.
And, you know, newsflash, guys, they don't care about the ring, a lot of these guys, especially on resorts.
Exactly. I was going to say, some married women are worse than single ones.
Yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't mean anything at all.
All right. Linda's on the phone. She wants to chime in. What do you think, Linda?
I was married for, at the time, 17 years, went on a girls' cruise. There was five of us, three married, two single, and we had a blast. And we still talk about it today.
Okay, but were guys hitting on you? How did that
nope.
whole...
No.
Nothing.
We don't put out that vibe. So if you don't put out the vibe that you're ready to mingle, nobody's going to hit on you. They know if you're ready to mingle.
That's why Sam's worried.
It's the friends that are going to be putting out the vibe. I'm not worried about her, but she's kind of stuck to their hips the whole time. So
she's a grown woman, though, right? She doesn't have to follow them.
He just has to trust her, and I think it's more about, like Claudia said, he doesn't trust himself.
Exactly. He doesn't trust himself, so he can't trust her.
That's why I need a good woman in my life.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay, guys, have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, we're getting a lot of texts this morning at 99.25.
Someone just texted and said she'll just live vicariously through her friends.
Oh, there you go.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
I guess so. Why not?
Secondhand party. Yeah, no, that's fine.
We also got a text from Josie herself.
Uh-oh. What'd she say?
She says, Sam, suck it up. Forget about it.
And we tried getting her on the phone.
Get over it.
It wasn't successful, but she said get over it.
What are you hiding?
All right. Thank you for chiming in at 99.25. And we'll want to know more when she actually goes on vacation.
Mm-hmm. Right? No news is good news. Let's stick with that.
Okay.
This is the Vinny and Nikki replay.
Vinny, Claudia's in for Nikki and Sam. And Monday is what they're calling Blue Monday. Apparently, it's the most depressing day of the year because they look at variables such as weather conditions, debt, the end of Christmas, failed New Year's resolutions, and low motivation levels all apparently contribute to the third Monday of January being Blue Monday. But you know what? At the Beat, we're not having any of that.
No.
Okay. All day we are playing happy music. So for this Monday, Blue Monday only, we are going to be Montreal's happiest mix. Okay. That should lift the spirits. Also, looking at the weather, we're getting some flurries. It's going to be around minus 13 or so. It's not so bad.
It's not so bad. Right? And hopefully we're going to have a snow day. I know that some schools already have a holiday on Monday, so some kids will be staying at home and some parents will be staying at home.
But imagine
if there's a snow day and we all get to stay home.
Impossible to feel blue on a snow day, let me tell you.
That's true.
Yeah. I figured you guys would want to know where this came about, this whole Blue Monday, because it sounds like it's been around forever, right? Well, it hasn't been. It's been around for 13 years.
That's it?
Educate us.
There's a doctor called Dr. Cliff Arnall, and he came up with the formula, but this was a formula that was sort of disseminated in a press release through his then travel company. So he was sort of doing this research as a press release to sort of advertise the company and advertise, hey, it's Blue Monday. Yeah. This is technically when you're the most depressed. You may want to travel. So it was basically like a marketing, I don't want to say marketing gimmick, but that's where it originated from.
I see.
Now, it sounds pessimistic, but actually the whole thing was so that he wanted to be an optimistic thing where people could have a more positive outlook and look forward to the year ahead and put the blues behind that.
And book a flight with his travel company.
And if you act now and enter the promo code Blue Monday.
I love how Vinny said some people are blue because they have credit card bills to pay. Yeah. And now this guy's like, just spend more.
Yeah, that's exactly.
On travels.
Well, you don't pay till 2020, so.
Which is going to come fast. By the way, the average woman is most likely to part ways with her man on a Monday in January. So,
good time to pull the trigger.
So if you're thinking about it, maybe Blue Monday. Again, we are going to be Montreal's happiest mix. Only on the Beat 92.5.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay Podcast.
You can only listen to one song for the rest of your life on repeat. What would that song be? Think about it. You can text us this morning, 99.25. Lots of texts coming in so far. It's Vinny, Claudia's in for Nikki, and Stuntman Sam. And one of the oldest deserts in the world is the Namib Desert in the coastal areas of Namibia. And there's an artist who went there and set up 6 speakers attached to an MP3 that only has one song on it. Now, we'll get to the song coming up. It's a classic from the 80s. But this guy wants this song to play for the next 55 million years. It's put on a loop, and the installation runs on solar batteries to keep this song going for all of eternity. And people think he is crazy.
Imagine the royalties that this artist is getting.
Good point. Yeah, and he goes on to say, most parts of the installation were chosen to be as durable as possible, but he's sure the harsh environment of the desert will devour the installation eventually. You think.
But doesn't that go against the purpose about going to the desert anyways? Like for peace and quiet?
Mm-hmm.
Won't it disturb the peace and drive people crazy?
Kind of cool to play a song, though, on loop. If you had to pick one song, this is a tough question because there's so many good songs out there and a song that you would have to continuously hear over and over and over again. So you guys had a few minutes to think about it. Claudia, what song would you choose?
I would go for True Colors.
True Colors. Now,
yes.
There's the original from Cyndi Lauper, too.
Exactly.
Right?
But I love the version with JT. And Anna Kendricks. How can you get tired of this song?
It's a pretty somber future.
Seriously.
That's why I love you.
You'll always be calm. There'll be no energy.
And how many days before you run out of tears?
It's a positive message.
Okay, all right.
Only happy tears in this song. Good.
Sam, a song on repeat over and over again for the rest of your life.
I got to tell you, there's a song that we've been playing that I just can't get out of my head. It's so beautiful. Bazzy's beautiful.
I see what you did there. So beautiful, Bazzy.
It's so good. And Camila Cabello's verse is just goosebumps every time.
I'm very impressed by how optimistic this choice was.
And also, you have to think of it when you're sleeping too, right? You have to listen to the song while you're sleeping. So this is a song that will,
you guys went
with your slumber.
You guys both went low energy. I went high energy. Praz, Ghetto Superstar.
Oh, really?
That's my pick. I'm going from way back in the day.
Oh, that would drive me crazy.
I want there to be a party in the desert, okay, where people are going to show up and we just sing
just
along.
You and the Scorpions.
And you figure after hearing this song about 100 times, everybody will know the lyrics.
Right.
And we'll just be singing along.
That's it.
Party in the desert.
Songs that you would listen to on repeat for the rest of your life. We got Cheap Thrills. A lot of people texted that in, 92925.
Which also happens to be your wedding song.
Yes, it does. I can hear this over and over again. We got requests for Bon Jovi. It's My Life. Of course, Montrealers, they would hear Bon Jovi.
Yes.
I mean, all day
long.
Rock
out in the desert.
Yeah. I mean, can you get fed up of Bon Jovi?
Not in Montreal.
I would.
You would?
Yeah.
All right, keep the text coming in, 92925, a song that you listen to on repeat for the rest of your life.
I'm pretty sure a sandstorm within the first few days is just going to wipe everything out.
I know. And his whole idea is just going to be wiped away. Now, we are getting all types of different styles of music on our text line, from Hotel California to November Rain to songs from Blackstreet from the 90s,
yes.
Justin Timberlake, Journey, Whitney Houston. The song they chose is a 1982 classic, Toto's Africa, to be played. So.
You sure it's not Carl Wolf's version?
No, it's not Carl Wolf's version, although Weezer did make their own version in 2018.
Oh, that's right.
And this is one of the top throwback songs of 2018. It had a resurgence in the last year or so. So this song...
It's a good song, I have to say. But in loop, though,
like, think
for
about
eternity...
It.
It's fitting, though. It's a song about Africa.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah,
it does.
But for 55 million years, like, that's
I'm sure. Yeah. So. Even the vultures are going to get sick of that.
And they're just going to go crazy.
They're going to start migrating like crazy.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes and Google Play.
And listen to Vinny and Nikki in the morning weekdays starting at 5:30.
On Montreal's Perfect Mix. The Beat, 92.5.